let's be honest. Sometimes finances, like, they can feel kind of overwhelming, right? Especially when it seems like the economy is all over the place.
Yeah, totally.
But what if you knew that you had, like, a personalized plan to get through all that? Like, no matter what was happening, you had your own, like, special roadmap. That's exactly what we're diving into today.
Oh.
So it's a client workbook, and it's called Bulletproof Your Wealth Strategy Despite Any Economic Shift.
Okay.
And it's from Paradigm Life Prosperity Thinker, so... And really what this workbook is all about is, you know, creating a financial vision and a strategy that's unique to you. It's like tailor-made.
You know what I find really interesting about this workbook?
What's that?
It really emphasizes the connection between your money and your actual life.
Okay, yeah.
It's not like just about numbers.
Right.
It's about figuring out what's important to you, your values, and how you want your life to look in the future, really.
Yeah, I love that. So it's not just like spreadsheets and, you know.
No, not at all. They actually start by asking you to picture your ideal life 10 years from now.
Wow.
They call it the growth phase.
Okay.
So think about how you're spending your time. Who are you hanging out with? Like, how do you want to feel every day?
Oh.
It's about, like, painting this picture of what a good life looks like for you.
That's so cool, because then you can actually connect your money goals with, like, all your life goals.
Right.
So it's like building a financial plan with your heart, not just your head.
Exactly. And they don't stop there.
Okay.
The workbook also has you think about what they call your income and legacy phases.
Oh, interesting thing.
So income focuses on how you'll achieve a constant flow of income, right?
Okay.
That can support your dream lifestyle. Then the legacy phase is about, like, thinking about your impact on the world.
Oh, wow.
The legacy you'll leave behind.
So it's not just about, like, taking care of yourself. It's about making a difference, too.
For sure. The workbook shows you how your financial, like, well-being can really contribute to a bigger purpose.
You know, there's a section in here called the ChatGPT Vision Creator.
Right.
It sounds super high tech.
Yeah.
Like, what's that all about?
So it's not like AI taking over your finances. It's more like a guided self-discovery.
Yeah, okay.
This section has these specific questions, right, that help you figure out what financial freedom actually means to you.
Oh, okay.
It's like having a personal financial coach, but, you know, on paper, helping you uncover what you really want.
And then it, like, helps you put those, like, goals and aspirations into words.
Exactly. It takes your answers and creates a personalized vision statement for you.
Oh, nice.
It's like a compass, right, that points you towards the financial life you want to create.
That's awesome. Having a clear vision like that could be really motivating, but
yeah,
how do you go from, like, vision to actually doing it?
Well, that's where the my playbook to achieve that vision comes in.
Okay.
This is where it gets real, you know?
Okay, yeah.
The workbook has these questions to help you assess your current financial strategies.
Uh-huh.
It's divided into three main areas: cash flow, protection, and wealth.
Okay, let's talk about those.
Okay.
Let's start with cash flow.
Right.
What kind of questions are in the workbook about that?
Well, it asks you to think about whether you even have, like, a spending strategy.
Okay.
Are you intentionally choosing where your money is going?
Yeah.
Or is it just kind of disappearing?
Right, right.
A lot of people, they have a hard time with budgeting.
Right.
They think it's, like, limiting.
Totally.
But the workbook reframes it to be more about empowering you.
Okay.
To actually reach your goals.
Okay.
So it encourages you to think of budgeting as a way to align your spending with what you really value.
That's a good point. It's not about, like, depriving yourself.
Right.
It's about, like, being in control.
Exactly.
Right.
And beyond just tracking what you're spending, the workbook also makes you think about your income.
Yeah.
Do you have a plan to actually make more money?
Yeah.
They say you shouldn't just settle for, like, those tiny cost of living raises.
Right.
It's about actively finding opportunities to grow your income.
Yeah, that makes sense, especially if you live in a place with a higher cost of living.
Right.
I mean, think about Southeast Houston.
Yeah.
The cost of living can be tough. But how does the workbook suggest people actually boost their income?
Well, it doesn't tell you, like, which job to get.
Right.
But it encourages you to think about your skills.
Yeah.
What you're passionate about. And the opportunities that might be out there.
Right.
So it could be anything, like taking on more responsibility at work, you know?
Yeah.
Or even starting a side hustle that you actually enjoy.
Okay. Those are great ideas.
Yeah.
It's about being proactive.
Yeah.
Now, there's also something mentioned in a workbook called the Family Personal Banking Strategy.
Right.
What is that exactly?
So think of it as like becoming your own banker.
Yeah.
So it uses a specific kind of life insurance.
Okay.
Usually whole life insurance.
Yeah.
To create a system for managing your cash flow better.
Okay.
It's about using the cash value part of the policy.
Right.
To help you reach your money goals.
So it's like having your own like little pool of money you control.
Exactly. This strategy can be really helpful for people who don't like debt, you know.
Right, right.
Or if they want to rely less on banks.
Okay.
It lets you use your own money for big purchases,
right?
Investments, even paying off debt.
Oh, that is a concept I want to know more about. Maybe we could do like a whole deep dive on that.
Definitely. It's a really fascinating strategy with lots to unpack.
And of course, we can't forget taxes. The workbook definitely doesn't shy away from that.
No, it doesn't. It really pushes the importance of having a tax strategy.
Okay.
So are you taking advantage of all the deductions and credits you can get?
Right.
Do you have a plan to like pay the least amount of taxes long term?
Yeah.
This can be a big deal for people who are self-employed or if their finances are complicated.
So it's about being smart about your taxes.
Yeah.
Not just hoping for the best.
Exactly. A good tax strategy can save you a ton of money over time.
Yeah.
And you can use that money for your goals.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's go to the next category, protection strategies. This is where I feel like a lot of people don't think ahead enough.
You're so right. People focus on making money.
Right.
But they don't always think about protecting what they have.
Totally.
The workbook talks about this, starting with debt. Do you have a plan for your debt?
Yeah, that's a big one. Especially nowadays where debt is like unavoidable.
Yeah. The workbook wants you to look at your debt strategically.
Okay.
Are you using it to help you or is it holding you back?
Right, right.
It's all about having a plan to pay it down strategically or structuring it so it works with your goals.
Okay. So it's about taking control of your debt instead of the other way around. But debt isn't the only thing you need to protect. The workbook also mentions protecting your most valuable asset, yourself.
Yes. It makes you think about protecting your human life value.
Okay, what's that?
How would your loved ones be okay financially if something happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
It says to consider things like life insurance and disability insurance.
Right.
Just in case you get sick or have an accident.
That's something you don't really want to think about, but it is really important. It's not just about your things. It's your ability to work and take care of your family.
Exactly. And it's not just about protecting yourself. It's also protecting your stuff from things that could happen. Like the workbook talks about property and casualty insurance.
Okay.
Do you have enough coverage if someone sues you?
Yeah.
Or if there's a natural disaster?
It's about making sure you're protected from all sides.
Yeah, really. Exactly. It's a holistic approach. Mm. And last but not least, the workbook talks about estate planning.
Okay.
Do you have a plan in place for if you die?
Right.
To make sure your things are handled how you want.
That's something a lot of people put off, but it's super important as you get older and accumulate more things.
Absolutely. A good estate plan can give you peace of mind knowing your loved ones will be taken care of and your legacy will continue.
Okay, so we talked about cash flow and protection.
Right.
Now, on to wealth strategies.
Yeah.
What's in the workbook about building wealth?
This is where it gets fun. The workbook starts with this framework called the hierarchy of wealth.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Have you?
I'm not really sure what it is, though.
Okay, so imagine a pyramid with different levels, right?
Okay.
And each level is a different type of asset.
Uh-huh.
At the bottom, you have low risk, high control assets like cash.
Okay.
And as you go up the pyramid, you get riskier assets with potentially bigger returns.
So like stocks.
Yeah, stocks, real estate.
Right, right.
Owning a business.
So it's a way to visualize like your whole financial picture.
Exactly.
And see how much risk and control you have with all your different assets.
Yep. The hierarchy of wealth helps you see where your money is concentrated, you know?
Right.
And if that matches your risk tolerance and your goals.
Okay, yeah.
It's a super useful tool for making smart decisions about how to invest your money.
I love how this workbook has these visuals to help make complicated financial stuff easier to get.
It does.
But how do you actually use this hierarchy of wealth to make decisions about investments?
Well, it doesn't tell you exactly what to invest in.
Right.
But it gets you thinking about your strategy.
Okay.
What are you doing to maximize control, minimize risk, and still get good returns?
Right.
It's about finding that balance that feels right for you.
So basically, know your risk tolerance and make sure your strategy matches it.
Exactly. It's all about making informed decisions that work for your situation.
It sounds like this workbook really gives you the power to take charge of your finances, right?
It does. It gives you the knowledge and the tools to create a financial vision that's all yours.
This has been awesome.
Yeah.
I already feel more in control just hearing about this.
I'm glad. And we've only just scratched the surface.
I bet. There's so much more to talk about.
Yeah.
We're going to need a part two to this episode.
Definitely.
But before we wrap up this first part, what's like the biggest thing that has stood out to you so far? What's really resonating with you?
Honestly, what I find most compelling is how the workbook connects financial planning with life planning.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
not just about getting rich, you
You're right.
know? It's about creating a life you actually love and having solid finances to support that.
I completely agree. It's about so much more than just numbers. It's about meaning and like purpose
Yeah.
and having a financially secure life. It's exciting to see how this workbook can empower people to do that.
It is. It's such a valuable resource for anyone who wants to take charge of their finances and build a life they truly love.
Well, we'll be back in a moment with more on the resources in the workbook to help you actually put all this stuff into practice. Stay tuned.
So before the break, we were talking about how this workbook kind of guides you to think about your financial future,
Yeah.
right? But it doesn't just leave you hanging.
Oh, good.
It gives you some really great resources
Okay.
to like help you on your journey. It's like having a whole toolbox, you know?
Okay. So, what kind of resources are we talking about here? Like, I'm always looking for stuff that can help me, you know, make my finances easier to understand.
Right. So first off, you get access to two online tools, WealthView 360 and the Hierarchy of Wealth.
Okay. Yeah. I remember us talking about that.
Right.
Can you remind me again, like, how those work and why they're so helpful? I mean, I know we talked about the hierarchy of wealth, it never hurts to like go over it again.
Of course. So, WealthView 360, think of it like a dashboard for your money, you know?
Okay.
It gives you a complete view of your whole financial situation. You can see everything all in one
Oh,
place.
that's cool. So you can see like what you own, what you owe.
Okay. Income, expenses, it's all there.
So it's like basically a one-stop shop to see where you stand, like financially. That's super useful for just getting a clear idea of how you're doing with your money.
Exactly. And then the Hierarchy of Wealth tool, remember it's that pyramid we talked about.
Yes.
So cash is at the bottom, and then like riskier stuff is at the top. So you put your own info into the tool, and it shows you where your assets are on the pyramid.
Oh, that's cool. So you can see if you're taking on too much risk or not enough based on like your goals and stuff.
You got it. These tools are all about helping you make smarter choices with your money.
That makes a lot of sense. So, what other resources are in the workbook?
So there are links to books and podcasts by these two people, Patrick Donahoe and Kim Butler. They founded Paradigm Life.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. They're pretty big in like the finance world, right?
They are. They know a lot about building wealth that lasts and creating financial freedom.
Okay.
Their books and podcasts go deeper into the things we've been talking about.
Yeah.
They cover like life insurance, investing, budgeting, even legacy planning.
Wow, so it's like getting extra lessons from the people who made the workbook.
Yep. And if you're more of a visual learner, they also have links to replays of their live streams from 2024.
Oh, nice. So even if you miss the live events, you can still see them. That's cool.
Yeah. And then if you want even more like personalized help, the workbook has a link where you can schedule a meeting with a wealth strategist.
That's awesome. So it's like having a financial coach just for you. Someone to actually help you use all this stuff and make a plan that works for your life.
Exactly. Having that one-on-one support can be really helpful if you're feeling kind of lost, you know?
This workbook seems like it really goes the extra mile to give you everything you need to succeed. It's not just information, it's like actual tools and resources.
I totally agree. It's a really good resource to help you take charge of your finances and build a future that you really want.
It's amazing how much valuable stuff is in this workbook.
It is.
You know, something we haven't talked about much is this idea of wealth being more than just like money.
Yeah, that's important. True wealth is about so much more than just how much money you have. It's about having a life that is like meaningful.
Yes. It's about
Yeah.
being able to do the things you love, spend time with the people you care about, and like make a difference in the world. Having enough money is definitely part of it, but it's not the whole picture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And even though this workbook focuses on financial strategies, it's really about like aligning your money with your values.
I love that. So it's not about just chasing money.
No.
It's about using it to help you live the life you want.
Exactly. That's what real wealth is all about.
Before we go any further, I just want to remind everyone listening, We're all about supporting our local community here in Southeast Houston.
Yes.
We want to give you guys the information you need to make a real difference in your lives.
That's right. We really believe in community and helping our neighbors thrive, especially in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Yeah. If you've been enjoying this deep dive and you find value in our show, please support us by going to thinkandactlocally.com/toy.com. What you give helps us keep making great content for you.
We appreciate it so much. It helps keep the show running and reaching more people in our area.
Now let's jump back into our discussion about building a financial vision. What are your final thoughts about this workbook and the things it talks about?
Well, what really stands out to me is how much it stresses having not just a vision for your finances, but a plan to get there. It's not enough to just dream big.
Right.
You need to figure out how to actually make it happen.
It's like having a map for your money.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't just start driving across the country without a map.
You'd get lost.
You need a plan to guide you through all the ups and downs along the way.
And life is always changing, so our financial plans need to change too.
Right. What works for you now might not work in 5 or 10 years.
That's true. It's like checking your GPS every now and then to make sure you're still going the right way.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need to adjust your route because of traffic or a road closure.
Exactly. And maybe the most important thing we can take away from this workbook is that real wealth is about more than just money.
Yes. It's about living a meaningful life, a life full of purpose and impact.
And this workbook gives you a framework to connect your financial goals with your values and aspirations. It helps you create a life that's both successful and fulfilling.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. It's been such a great deep dive into building a strong financial vision that truly reflects your unique goals and values. What final thought would you leave our listeners with today?
I would say, think about what wealth means to you. How does it connect to what you believe in and what you want to achieve? What can you do today to get closer to that vision?
Those are great questions to think about. It's all about figuring out what's truly important to you and then taking steps to align your money with those values. Thank you so much for sharing all these insights with us today.
Of course. I always enjoy these conversations.
That's such a good point. Taking the time to really think about what wealth means to you, personally.
Mm.
It's not just about, the numbers in your bank account. It's more about the life you can build and the impact you can have.
Yeah, and that's what this workbook really helps you do.
Right.
It connects your money goals to your overall vision for your life.
Yeah.
It's about making a life that's, financially secure but also fulfilling.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
Where your money's working for you, not the other way around.
Right.
And it's about using your resources to create a life that matches your values and your priorities.
And remember, even small steps can make a big difference.
Right.
You don't have to change everything all at once.
Right, right.
Just start with one or two things you can change.
Okay, yeah.
And build from there.
That's such good advice. It's about making progress, not being perfect.
Exactly.
And it's about celebrating those small wins.
Totally. Every step you take toward being better with your finances is a step towards a happier life.
Okay, yeah. Well, we've talked about so much today about this workbook and all the great things it has to offer.
Yeah, we have.
And we really hope this deep dive has been, helpful and inspiring.
I hope so, too. It's been great sharing these ideas with you.
Before we wrap things up, I want to give a quick shout out to everyone listening in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. We're so glad to have you here.
Yeah, we love being part of the Southeast Houston community.
And we're all about giving you information that can actually make a difference in your lives.
Right.
If you like this episode and want to help us keep making great content for the community, go to thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
Yeah, anything helps. It's all really appreciated.
We believe everyone should have access to financial education and be empowered, and your support helps us make that happen.
It does.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive about building a strong wealth strategy.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone.
We hope you've learned some valuable stuff and got some practical tips you can actually use. Remember, true wealth is about more than just money. It's about aligning your finances with your values so you can create a life full of meaning and purpose. If you're ready to take action and make a financial vision that reflects your own goals and who you are, go back and check out the resources we talked about today. And if you're in the Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena area and found value in today's episode, please consider helping us out at thinkatlocally.com/donate.
Thanks again for joining us.
We'll see you next time for another deep dive into something important to you.